Good question. Well, every summer we're warned about the risks of spending too much time in the sun. But try to find a spot by the water here in the Czech Republic and you may be out of luck. Czechs simply love soaking up the sun's rays. But are they careful enough? Perhaps not. Despite the great variety of sunscreen creams on the market, skin cancer in the Czech Republic is on the rise. Šárka Halasová reports.
Czechs seem to love the sun. Even when they vacation abroad, anywhere on the beach is their favorite destination. Even in the city of Prague, right on the banks of the Vltava River, you can find a small beach full of Czechs of all ages engaged in the serious sport of sunbathing. But despite the warnings about the risks of skin damage and skin cancer, many still prefer a deep tan to a winter pale and do not seem to take the warnings seriously. I asked some people on the streets of Prague if they look after their skin in the summer.
Well, I don't usually take care of my skin because I'm just handsome all the time. I like just chilling out with my friends, so we go out really often and we spend a lot of time suntanning and drinking some beers and stuff.
Maybe use a bit of cream and wear a hat if it's really sunny. Not regularly. Maybe not enough time or just don't think about it so much.
All day? Every day? No. Only if I stay in the sun, if I do some sport or lying on a beach, but I go to the work, so I don't use it.
Dermatologists see the long-term effects after years of exposure to the sun. Most recommend using a sunscreen cream every day. Dr. Helena Jančová has the latest statistics on skin cancer in the Czech Republic.
Skin cancer is always on the rise. In Czech Republic, there are about 15,000 people a year who have some kind of skin tumor. About 5 to 7% of these leads to malignant melanoma, the worst form of skin tumor. Today, more than 300 people a year die from malignant melanoma.
Dr. Iva Obstová of the Neurodermatology Clinic in Vinohrady Hospital says the rate of skin tumors has increased by 20% in the last 10 years. She also says that the numbers of malignant melanoma, the deadliest form, has doubled during this time. Even with rising numbers like these, Dr. Obstová still does not see Czechs who use sunscreen every day.
Abych pravdu řekla, tak spíš se setkávám s tím, že přestože taková osvěta teda...
Even though there is information out there about sunscreens, it is not yet something that people regularly use, even when sunbathing. On the other hand, because there are so many products on the market with sunscreens in them, like makeup, day creams and lipsticks, it is unavoidable that the consumer does not come in contact with them. But it is time that people become aware of how important sunscreens are.
Given the well-known health risks, why are Czechs such sun worshippers? Dr. Eva Obstová again.
No, myslím, že hodně tam hraje stránku ta psychika, že to je prostě takové...
There is something very relaxing about sunbathing. When you're out in the sun, your body produces endorphins, hormones that create a sense of well-being. So we're in a better mood. There is also the idea that someone who is tanned is healthy, and those who are very pale are not. These are some of the factors why people seek the sun and why they must come back from their vacation tanned.
Are certain types of people more likely to ignore the dangers of skin cancer? Dr. Jančová says those people who are most likely to use sun protection creams are those who are well-educated and the younger generations. She says that dermatologists hold an annual screening and education campaign in May.
The Czech Republic has joined it to European Melanoma Day. On this day, dermatologists work for free and screen people for malignant melanoma. During this time, there is increased media and public awareness about the risk of too much exposure to the sun.
But despite this and other efforts to encourage Czechs to use sunblock, rising rates of skin cancer suggest a lot more needs to be done, and low-factor creams may not be enough. Doctors Jančová and Obstová recommend wearing a cream with a sun protective factor over 25.
Šárka Halasová there with that report. You're tuned to Radio Prague.